This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Thursday, the 10th of November. I'm Alex Ritson.
Well, you would have thought that the uncertainty brought on by populist President Trump would increase investor nervousness and send stock prices down much lower. And they did in the futures markets overnight, but then the market said, no, we're not. We're worried less about Trump being a risk to growth because of the uncertainty of what he might do. But we remember that he is at least nominally a Republican president, will be working with a Republican-led Congress, and he'll be able to carry out, in the very least, a sizable increase in spending through fiscal policy and cuts in taxes, which could be positive for growth. The market said, forget about the risk problem in the short run and focus on the fact that 2017 growth could be boosted by fiscal stimulus, and the market said that's good for stocks and bad for bonds, and the market's off on a tear. In addition, various sectors of the economy, such as oil, financials, and cyclical stocks in general, are getting a lift because, once again, this will be an all-Republican presidency in Congress, and they will probably end up loosening regulations on financial firms and business in general, and that was also considered a plus by investors.
Yes, I was going to say, because Trump has sided with leading conservatives in calling for the repeal of the 2010 Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act. That act was supposed to save us from another financial crisis, but of course the banks, they'd be quite happy if that goes.
Absolutely, but Trump also ran on a platform, and one of the reasons why he was popular with a certain measure of his electorate was he was going to break up the big banks, and those two things seem to be incompatible unless you end up chopping the banks into smaller pieces and then deregulating the smaller pieces. But I personally don't think this is necessarily a good idea, but one has to understand why it's happening, and even if you don't approve of it yourself, if you're an investor, you have to take advantage of the markets making its choice and understand it and live with it and perhaps profit from it.